For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord. Plans to prosper you and not to harm you. Plans to give you a hope and a future. Jeremiah 29:11. Welcome to A Future and a Hope with Anna Donahue.
Good morning, New Orleans, and thank you so much for joining me once again on A Future and a Hope with Anna Donahue. It is Friday. Need I have to say that, right? You know it's Friday and you're excited. I'm excited. I'm excited to have a great weekend. I hope you're having a great morning. And I want to get right to this so we can finish this out. Seven things that perhaps have kept you from just radiant living. King David, Psalm 34. Man, I sought God. He heard me, delivered me. Delivered me from all my fears. They looked to him and were radiant. Their faces were never put to shame. If you're believing God for something right now, and you're keeping your eyes on him, you're not going to be put to shame. God sees all this. He knows. He's coming through for you. You just hang on there. You keep your face fixed like flint onto Jesus Christ. Number six, I can make it without consistent time in the word and in prayer. Oh, my friend, I told the group that I preached at about 2 weeks ago when I was doing this teaching. I said, if I find that out with you, I will yank your chain. My friend, oh, the enemy will, he doesn't care how much you're involved in, as long as he can get you to run on your own steam, rather than living in this conscious dependence upon the Holy Ghost. Danger. You can make it without consistent time in the word and prayer. Nope. No, you can't. Something's going to give. Don't let it be your relationship with God. That will keep you from being radiant, believe me. Psalm 5:3. My voice shalt thou hear in the morning. In the morning, O Lord, I'll direct my prayer unto you, and I'll look up. Number seven that can keep you from being radiant. Thinking of the definition of radiant, light beaming out, full of joy. What you believe about God. There's nothing more crucial than what you believe about God. Remember how we opened the broadcast. What you believe is critical. It affects how you live. It affects how you behave. Man, if your belief about God is distorted or whacked, damaged, that's how you see life. You are looking at life then through a whacked, distorted, damaged lens. That the core of who you are, you've got to know about God and how good he is. You've got to get his nature. Hannah Whittle Smith, everything in your spiritual life depends on the sort of God you worship. Because the character of the worshiper will always be molded by the character of what he worships. If it is a cruel and revengeful God, the worshiper will be the same. But if it's a loving, tender, forgiving, unselfish God, the worshiper will be transformed slowly, wonderfully, into this likeness. My friend, God is good. You've got to take time and get to know him. Everything he is good. Look at all these psalms. Oh, how great is your goodness. Taste and see how the Lord is good. His mercy is everlasting. Psalm 106, he is good. Psalm 119, you are good. It goes on and on. But you know what? Find out for yourself. Get alone with God and say, God, I know I hear and I read that you're a good. Show me. Show me personally, and he will. You know, I just want to challenge you right now. Even look to the cross. He found you. He did the cross. He went to the cross for you. He is good. My time is out. Look, thank you for joining me all week. I want you to go to the website, register for our October 24th daytime retreat. I want to see you there, but thank you all week. I love you all, and I hope you have a great weekend. Join me Monday on A Future Note with Anna Donahue. God bless.
This has been A Future and a Hope with Anna Donahue. If you'd like to have Anna speak at one of your events or to find out where she'll be speaking next, visit AnnaDonahueMinistries.com.